A sense of belonging and identity. I am Darius Purnell. I am a playwright, an author, a writer. I'm me. I try to look out for people. I try to help as much as I can. I think about how much something could benefit others before it could benefit me. I want to explore the idea of identity and how we can use identity to belong. How we either use our identity to define ourselves, allowing us to belong, or change our identity to be accepted to belong. I recently interviewed my mentor. Every Saturday, I go to a program that gives me practice in SAT prep and other different things that could benefit me in the future. Each student there gets a mentor. My mentor name is Ben. Ben. He is my friend, and he is my teacher. In the beginning of the interview, I asked him to define himself physically, and then asked how did that affect his identity.
I'm a student. I'm a teacher. I'm a male. I would say those three things classify me the most. And I would say I'm a laid-back kind of person. Identify with being a laid-back person. I'm very tall. I think my size definitely is something that makes me stand out from other people. So I played basketball. Being tall and playing basketball, you definitely belong, right? So you can definitely fit into people. You definitely fit into groups like that. I have a bunch of friends who are taller than I am, right? And when we're all together, I feel perfectly comfortable, right? But if I'm at, say, a concert where everybody else is standing and I'm standing in front of people, I tend to feel bad because I'm blocking people's views because I'm so tall, right? Also, it's, you know, I feel bad for people that have to sit next to me on buses and airplanes, right? And I'm assuming if I went to, like, a midget convention, it wouldn't work out well, right? I'd probably feel pretty uncomfortable there.
What is identity? According to a dictionary, identity is conception, qualities, beliefs, and expressions that makes a person, self-identity, or a group, such as national identity and cultural identity, different from others. My definition of identity, however, is who we are and what we're based on and how we just define ourselves based off of what we find important about ourselves and different experiences that taught us our perspectives. In English class, we looked at a TED Talk. In that TED Talk, they talked about identity and belonging. I talked to Ben about different stuff that was discussed in the TED Talk. Here's a few clips from the TED Talk.
Embracing otherness. When I first heard this theme, I thought, well, embracing otherness is embracing myself. And the journey to that place of understanding and acceptance has been an interesting one for me. And it's given me an insight into the whole notion of self, which I think is worth sharing with you today. We each have a self, but I don't think that we're born with one. You know how newborn babies believe they're part of everything, they're not separate. Well, that fundamental sense of oneness is lost on us very quickly. It's like that initial stage is over. Oneness, infancy, unformed, primitive, it's no longer valid or real. What is real is separateness. And at some point in early babyhood, the idea of self starts to form. Our little portion of oneness is given a name, is told all kinds of things about itself. And these details, opinions, and ideas become facts, which go towards building ourselves. Our identity. And that self becomes the vehicle for navigating our social world. But the self is a projection based on other people's projections. Is it who we really are, or who we really want to be, or should be? So this whole interaction with self and identity was a very difficult one for me growing up. The self that I attempted to take out into the world was rejected over and over again. And my panic at not having a self that fit and the confusion that came from myself being rejected created anxiety, shame, and hopelessness, which kind of defined me for a long time. But in retrospect, the destruction of myself was so repetitive that I started to see a pattern. The self changed, got affected, broken, destroyed, but another one would evolve. Sometimes stronger, sometimes hateful, sometimes not wanting to be there at all. The self was not constant. And how many times would myself have to die before I realized that it was never alive in the first place? I grew up on the coast of England in the 70s. My dad is white from Cornwall, and my mum is black from Zimbabwe. Even the idea of us as a family was challenging to most people. But nature had its wicked way, and brown babies were born. But from about the age of 5, I was aware that I didn't fit. I was the black atheist kid in the all-white Catholic school run by nuns. I was an anomaly.
So I'm going to first disagree with that person, right? I don't think we're not born without an identity. I think based on who our parents are and the environment we grow up in, we're born maybe not with a conscious identity, but with an identity in which reflects where we come from. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that she's wrong. Who you are, you have an identity. You have something that defines who you are, mm-hmm. right? If for you, I would say a lot of it has to do with the environment in which you grow up in, right? Mm-hmm. You may look a certain way, right? I think of myself, going back to your first question, I'm white. I'm tall. My parents are educated, right? So I identify myself with those things. I played basketball at one point. I identified myself with that, but not anymore because I'm not doing it. So I think it's something that, I think it's kind of a collection of your environmental things that rein in on you, mm-hmm. right? Make you who you are. And it's interesting to see that the people that stick out identify themselves differently from the group. Right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's where your identity comes from. It comes from who and what is around you or what you have access to. Right? Like maybe you grow up in Germantown, mm-hmm. but you want to be a playwright. Mm-hmm. How many people in Germantown want to grow up and be playwrights?
Who knows?
Would you say it's a lot or a little?
Very little.
Right? But yeah, do you identify yourself with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of what you have access. You have had access to that stuff at some point, mm-hmm. during something. So I think it all has to do with your environment and what you have access to. In the longest short answer ever. Yeah, you can identify yourself being the other, but it goes back to what I was saying with the environment, right? Mm-hmm. You're in a Catholic school and you're an atheist. You're around mostly white people, which are black, right? Your identity is you being different, right? It's not a physical concept. It's more of like it's different. It's some sort of other phenomenon that you are keeping in your head, mm-hmm. right? I am different some way, and that's how I identify. I identify as a different girl.
So again, what is belonging? What is identity? How does it shape our world? I asked Ben this, and he gave me a really great answer to the question.
You grow up, and as you get older, there's, you know, I think your identity is a lot, it's shaped by what you value, right? And as you get older, the things that you value, the things that you like become less, and the things that you value become more. And you want to spend more time doing the things that you value. You know what I mean? So, I think your identity a lot of times is kind of who you value, what you value.